A new iPhone game called Run That Town puts you in control of your local community with the power of real census data to help you make the right decisions. The game has been produced by an Australian developer, but the roots of the concept lies with the Australian Bureau of Statistics. So, on the line from the ABS, I have Sue Taylor. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. So, you've made a way to make census data fun. Was that the aim?
Yeah, that's it, exactly. We basically wanted to find a fun way of getting people who perhaps normally wouldn't access our data to get hold of it and use it as it's meant to be used.
Let's talk about the game, Run That Town. How does it work and how does the sensor data come into play?
Okay, so basically you can choose any geographic area, any suburb in Australia, and you can have a go at running that town. Now, what running that town means is that, you know, you've got a certain amount of money to spend, you've got a certain amount of credibility or popularity with your constituents, and then what you'll find is a number of proposals come over your desk. And it's up to you then to use census data to help inform you about what kind of decision you're going to make around each of those proposals. So one of the proposals might be, establishing a nature park in the area. One might be to build an ice cream parlour, for example. There's a whole range of things. And what you've got to work out is, okay, are you going to approve or are you going to reject that proposal? And then, so obviously your money goes down because you're spending money. Then you have to watch what happens to your approval rating. And all I'll say is that I won't be giving up my day job. because my approval rating isn't very fantastic for where I live. So that's the idea, and you draw on this whole range of census data, which gives you some of the demographics around the people who live in that suburb that you're looking at. So, you know, does it tend to be, you know, a young, hip suburb? Is it one populated with largely retired? Have you got lots of young families there? Are there lots of people there who own their own house, or are they mainly renters? Have you got young families there? You know, are they high income earners? So those are all the kinds of things that you might want to use before you make your decision about whether to establish an airport, whether to sort of throw in a hotel or think about putting in a swimming pool. And away you go. And it really is pretty addictive.
I have to agree with you there. I played it for an hour today myself. You know, and I hadn't really thought, as most people, much about census data and the effect it has on decision making on a local council level. And it really does play a large part, isn't it? Looking at the statistics in terms of population and age and housing, that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely. Because you know, a lot of the things that are going to be useful or not within your area are really dependent on the kinds of people you've got living there. So, you know, a classic example might be if you've got a really a suburb with lots of young families in, you know, there's lots of babies born, you're obviously going to have to plan then to have sort of childcare centres close by or preschools and primary schools as well. So it's really useful at that level in planning, you know, just out the next few years in terms of how that kind of infrastructure is going to be used.
The way that I think most people are exposed to census data is maybe on census night when they have to fill out their forms. So I guess if enough people are maybe exposed to this game, do you think it may make collecting census data easier in the future, or people may reach out and look into that data more?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we know we have a lot of key users, but the idea is this is perhaps one thing in Australia that literally everyone gets involved in. So one of the things that we wanted to do was to make sure that we, you know, people have contributed, they've given the time, put in the effort of filling in the form. We wanted some way of actually giving that information back so that a pretty wide range of people can access it. You know, and these are people who might not necessarily come and look for stats on our website. That's fine. This is a way that you can actually engage those people, and that might then encourage them to come and have a look further into the data on the website.
And I've got to say that it is amazing that, as you were saying at the start there, no matter where you are in Australia, you can jump into this game, punch in your postcode and play it as if it's all happening in your area. But just how much census data is in there? Because it seems like an amazing amount of information.
Well, we have a range of information now. We've got information about the age and sex structure of the population. You know, what proportion of the people living there have a job or don't have a job? What's the income of that area? You know, what kind of median income is there? What's the kind of family structure? We've also got information in there on how people get to work. And that's really important for planning things like, you know, if there's lots of bike riders there who are going into town to, you know, go to work or uni or school, then you've got to think about, well, you know, do I need to be, you know, making sure there's proper bike paths in there, or are they going to run the risk of, you know, going on the roads? If there's a lot of car drivers, for example, are the roads up to that kind of commuter traffic? We've got information there about people's educational attainment. So are they a very well-educated group of people who live there? We've also got information as well about home ownership. So it is a lot of information, but that's actually only a fraction of what we collect in the census. So in a way, it's a pretty good teaser for, you know, going in, having a look at our website and seeing the complete range of information we've got there, because we've got so much more.
It is interesting to see how that data can work against you if you make a wrong decision. My personal experience in the game today is in my area, there was not many cyclists who commuted to work that way. I decided not to build some new cycle tracks. And what happened 10 minutes later is they all got together and held a protest in the centre of town. And I had to then make them happy by turning up in bike shorts.
Oh, absolutely, because that's the other thing the game does. That's, you know, one of the fun things it does is actually come up sometime after you've approved or rejected a proposal. Then you get these headlines and mini newspaper articles coming up, and they can be fairly harsh. I mean, the initial ones lull you into a false sense of security that you're doing pretty well, but don't worry, you'll never get too overconfident in this game because there'll be some harsh headlines that you have to deal with at some stage. But, you know, that's part of the fun, and having Sean McAuliffe on there with his wry commentary and comments is great too.
Yeah, I should ask about that. How did Sean McAuliffe become involved in this project?
Well, look, he has been engaged previously. We actually have something on the website called a Spotlight that I'd encourage people to go to. If you head onto the ABS homepage, look at Census, and then you'll find a link to Spotlight. This is a really engaging way of people going in, and again, another way of finding out information about the area in which you live or another area in which you're interested in. And basically, Sean was involved in that, which was an earlier project, and he basically talked people through the Spotlight. So it's quite a nice narrative. And the whole idea is he's got a very engaging voice. He's personable. I think a lot of people relate to that, you know, gentle guided approach to things, and slightly humorous overtones as well. So it's partly to do with, you know, making census data appeal to be, you know, more approachable, more accessible.
Absolutely. So we've played the game, and perhaps we want to know more about the amazing world of housing and population statistics, or the census in general. Where can we go online?
Well, you go to the ABS website, which is www.abs.gov.au. And then at the top of the page, there are a number of links, including one to census. So if you go on there and have a look, everything's quite well laid out, I think. And then you can try and get into the Spotlight. For those real data junkie pointy heads who really like getting into very detailed data, there's links to that in there as well. So the whole idea is that we're trying to present things in a range of formats that appeal to a range of users, to make the census, which is, I think, has been described as the largest civilian operation in Australia, accessible to all of Australians.
Excellent. So the iPhone game is called Run That Town. It is a free download in the App Store. Sue Taylor, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Okay, thanks very much.